From Katrina to Ferguson, it's been 10 years since the watery carnage of Katrina, and 1 year since the fiery rage lit the night skies of Ferguson, Missouri. And between the two harrowing events lay the state of Black America, isolated, demonized, and damned. When the levees broke and the rushing waters of Hurricane Katrina swept into the wards of New Orleans, the Ninth Ward, the blackest ward, received the greatest damage and the least relief. Today, 10 years after its horrific flooding, the Ninth is barely half of its former population of working class and poor inhabitants. It is a shell of its pre-flood glory. What the residents of the Ninth learned was the cold, hard truth that they were all on their own, alone, facing the fury of the storm. Oh, they could call 911. And they may even have gotten an answer, but no one came for them, for they were in the Ninth Ward, as black as they were expendable. Flip to Ferguson, summer 2014, the time of Mike Brown's killing by a cop and the subsequent explosion of protest by black youth. Young black men, women, and children took to the streets and faced police sniper rifles, automatic weapons, Humvees, and scared, paranoid white cops. How many of us know that protests have continued daily since then? The media may have fled the story, but the people haven't. Some have pitched tents. Others have set times daily to join the protests. But they are there every day to remind us of their very deep and very real discontent with an oppressive system that has soured their days and nights. For the fires of Ferguson still burn. They burn in their hearts. They simmer in their souls. They roar in their minds, these fires of discontent. And Katrina, if ever we wondered if black lives mattered, the squalid treatment of the people of New Orleans, especially the Ninth Ward, answered that question decisively. Politicians, banks, media, and entrepreneurs plucked what they could and kept on moving, leaving the intrepid souls of the Ninth to fend for themselves, isolated, demonized, damned. Touch points for Black America, Katrina and Ferguson. From Imprison Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.